Hedy, good morning.
Good morning, Phil.
Thanks very much for joining me. So, firstly, can we unpack what this pedophile travel ban will actually mean?
Well, what it will mean is if you're a convicted child sex offender and you're on the Australian Child Sex Offender Register, then you won't be able to travel overseas without applying for an exemption to the blanket rule. That is, if you have a family member who's passed away, or there's some sort of emergency or family crisis or a genuine need to be travelling, then that will be granted. But otherwise, if you're just a tourist, then you don't get to travel, which I think is fantastic. And it's a long time coming, and we welcome it.
Mm. Well, I guess, can you tell us a bit more about some of the issues we've been seeing with sort of child sex tourism, and why it is so important to ban pedophiles from travelling overseas?
Yes, certainly. Well, as Australia is getting better and better at protecting its own children, we have increased penalties, our surveillance is much better, our awareness across the nation has grown exponentially, particularly with the Royal Commission, the current Royal Commission running. But over 20 years, we've become a nation who's far more vigilant than we ever have been before and aware of this issue. But that's not the same globally, and particularly Southeast Asia, through our Asian partners and the most, you know, the poorer parts of the globe, I suppose. So increasingly what's happening is sex offenders aren't risking offending against local children. They are finding much easier prey internationally. And that, you know, they said they're getting on planes and they're travelling to these areas. And this is happening, hundreds and hundreds of them. In fact, they're not even just travelling. Some of them are living in some of the most impoverished nations of the world so that they can have easy access to vulnerable children. And, of course, Australia has a responsibility to all children, to its own, of course, first, but then all children everywhere. We can't knowingly allow dangerous sex offenders to hop on a plane and go and offend against other children in other nations. And so Darren Hinch and the government have been working on this legislation for the last 12 months or so, as I understand it. We've been calling for this for a very long time, but as you said in your intro, it's never been more important. It's a growing phenomenon, and we need to get onto it. And so we absolutely commend Senator Darren Hinch and the Turnbull government for bringing this about.
If you've just tuned into The Daily this morning, we're talking to Hetty Johnson, founder of Brave Hearts, about the new laws banning pedophiles from travelling overseas. Now, Hetty, as you mentioned before, there will be exemptions made for people on the child sex offenders list if there are legitimate work or personal reasons for them to travel and it's considered they don't pose a risk to children abroad. How will these sorts of exemptions be judged and determined? And what's to prevent, I suppose, people from, once they are abroad, moving elsewhere and travelling around?
Well, it's a risk that you take, I guess. It'll be the Department of, I think it's Immigration, Foreign Affairs, the same department that now, the system currently is that if you're a convicted child sex offender, you can just travel willy-nilly, but a state can apply to the federal government so that they can't travel. So you can apply currently for a travel ban on people on this register. So we're just flipping that over so that now you have to apply for a travel permit and you're automatically banned rather than automatically allowed. I think it's the same process, but it's a much more refined process. And at the end of the day, what it does is it prioritises the human rights and safety of children over the civil rights of convicted child sex offenders.
Mm. Now, one of the issues which has been brought up around this new legislation is this goes against the legal principle of by retroactively changing a pedophile's sentence and the consequences of their crime. Is this a slippery slope?
Well, I hope it's a slippery slope to making Australia the safest place to raise a child and children everywhere to be prioritised. Finally, their safety being more important to us than anything else. And I hope that's the slippery slope we're on. I mean, I think civil libertarians, I understand the argument. I don't agree with it. If I've got a choice between protecting the safety of a child or protecting the civil rights of a convicted sex offender, I know which one I'm going to choose every time. And I know that I speak for Australia, and I know I speak for right-minded thinking people right around the globe. And, you know, when you sexually offend against a child, you lose some of your rights. That's part of your sentence. It might not be part of your jail term. That might not be what you are sent to jail. You know, you're sent to jail for a certain amount of time. But that fact that you did that to this child is not something that is erased from the memory of community and it shouldn't be, because what we know that child sex offenders more often than not pose an ongoing threat to children. It's going to be about if they can restrain themselves from doing it again. And we know also that that can't be trusted. So let's help them to stop offending by limiting the opportunities. And part of that is this move. And I applaud it totally. I think it's just absolutely the right thing to do. And Australia leads the world on this. And I think every Australian should be very proud of it.
Well, it is, as you said, it is, I suppose, a bit of a legal grey area. But yeah, you're definitely right. It's the way forward and a wonderful step in a positive direction. Hetty, thanks so much for joining me this morning and for all your wonderful work you've been doing with Brave Hearts.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, Phil.